Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa. On Sunday afternoon, it's the Giants and Green Bay Packers at MetLife Stadium. Coming up on the show, we'll tell you about the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Packers rivalry, our legacy interview with the touchdown maker, Stephen Baker. But to get things started, time for Sights and Sounds, brought to you by Verizon, as the Giants took on the Oakland Raiders.
We got the crib, the sun is out, we wearing blue and a little bit of white. Why not score? Why not get in the end zone? Why not be great today? Why not you, JJ? Why not you, Ru? Why not you, Dre? Hey. To the house on three. One, two, three, to the house.
You like the unis? I like the unis, they're pretty sweet. Look good, play good. That's my motto.
We ready to play, we ready to work. Game one. But the rest of the season is here. Anything that happened before this is irrelevant. We're going to take it one game at a time and do what we do.
Takes a wobbly snap. Gun blocked by the Giants right up the middle. DeMontre Moore blocked it. Picked up by Cooper Taylor to the five. Touchdown, Giants.
Let's go. Eat. Everybody eats, B. Everybody eats. Let's go.
Two receivers right. Nick split left. Manning out of the gun. Drops back to throw. He lobs one right for Randall to the end zone. He makes the catch and he gets the feet in. Yes, touchdown.
Go get it. Great job, all right? You good? Playing smart, good football. You know you can do it. All right? Smart, good football. All right? Hey, nice job, man.
Great play. Late clock at one. Takes the snap. Zips one right. Intercepted by the Giants. Terrell Thomas. Running down the left sideline. Cuts right to the 30, to the 25, chased by Pryor. Gets under his tackle, to the 10, to the 5, down at the 1. Ball is fumbled in the end zone. It rolls out of the back of the end zone.
They got him down at the 2-yard line, Bob.
They're going to rule him down at the 3. Giants up 24-20. Play clocks at 2. Pryor takes the snap. He's back to throw. He's under pressure. He gets sacked and fumbles the football. Recovered by the Giants at the 45.
Fires Kiwanuka.
Kiwanuka comes up with the sack.
Everybody eat. Tell him. Everybody eat.
The reason we won the football game is one reason. We believed we could win.
Yes, sir.
We believed we could win. Now, do we ever make this thing easy? Of course not. We don't know any way to do that. All we do is make it hard on ourselves back and forth. But we matched what they did. If you really look at it, we matched back and forth what they did. And in the end, our defense rose up. Our offense kept the ball with the running game. And we got a guy back here named Andre Brown. Congratulations to everybody. That's a hell of a win. It was not easy. We knew it wasn't going to be, but we got it. We won 3 in a row. We keep the dream alive. Here we go. Let's have a team. 1, 2, 3.
Team!
That's Sights and Sounds brought to you by Verizon. When we come back, our legacy interview with Stephen Baker. When we return to Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. As you can see behind me, the Giants have a rich tradition of Hall of Famers, but they've also had a lot of players that have left their mark on championship teams, like Stephen Baker, the wide receiver. Here's our legacy interview with the touchdown maker.
Following their victory in Super Bowl 21, the Giants would look to bolster their wide receiver core by selecting Stephen Baker out of Fresno State in the third round of the 1987 draft.
Well, you know, it was like a dream come true. I have to say I had to pinch myself to know that I could possibly be the teammate of Harry Carson and Lawrence Taylor and Phil Simms. So I came in here with a fire. Like, I remember when I walked into the stadium, I said, I belong here.
Standing in at a diminutive 5'8", Baker would quickly prove to Big Blue fans that good things come in small packages.
Simms takes the handoff again in the pocket. Going long, way down for Baker. Complete touchdown! Simms rolling right away from the pressure. He's going end zone again. He's got Baker. Touchdown! He's in! Yes! That goal from the six. Simms is going to pass. If he has a chance, they're after him. He throws too deep. Sets back the line. No Oh, yes! Touchdown! He both beat him!
That Baker is sensational!
Incredible! He was over the line, he got both beat him!
And in 1988, the touchdown maker was born.
Actually, when I was a little kid, I used to call myself that because I used to score like 4 and 5 touchdowns, but I never told anybody. But in a junior college game, I scored 4 touchdowns off of 4 catches, and a reporter came up to me afterwards and said, wow, that was one of the greatest performances I've ever seen. Do you mind if I print Stephen Baker the touchdown maker? And then ever since then, it just kind of lived up to it. And of course, I had to keep it going, you know.
The nickname would fittingly stick, and 1988 would prove to be a breakout year for the touchdown maker.
He's going to run, throws to Baker in the corner, touchdown!
In the most productive season of his career, he'd haul in 40 receptions for 560 yards and a team-high 7 receiving touchdowns.
Well, Stephen Baker is my guy. You know, I call him Weezer, sort of like one of those characters from The Little Rascals. Wide receiver, he was slippery, had really good hands, he wasn't afraid to go across the middle. For his size, he had a really big heart, and he's you know, one of my all-time great giant wide receivers because he was fearless.
And in New York's Super Bowl season of 1990, Baker would stamp his name in the annals of Giants history.
At wide receiver from Fresno State, number 85, Stephen Baker.
In his biggest moment, Baker would shine.
Third down, 10 at the 14, 30 seconds remaining in the half. Ostergi throws, touchdown! Stephen Baker. And he beats the main man, Nate Odoms.
The route that they called was one that we'd use effectively in the playoffs against the Bears. And sure enough, Odom came inside technique, and the linebackers blitzed, and I said, please, line, just hold up, because I'm about to run the best post-corner route I ever ran in my life right now. And Hostetler put it right on the money.
Third down, Giants need 7 points. Throws end zone, touchdown, Baker! We mentioned it was gut check time, and these Giants just passed that gut check. Came down and scored 7 when they needed it.
Baker's touchdown changed the momentum of the game for the Giants, and the rest is Super Bowl history.
The Super Bowl will ride on the right foot of Norwood. Snap, spot, in the air, it's got the distance, it is.
I can still hear the ball being kicked, and, you know, I hear the roar go up, and I look out of the corner of my eye. I just turned around and ran on the field. It was singly the most exciting play ever in my life.
Giants have won Super Bowl 25.
Baker would retire from Big Blue after the 1992 season, finishing his career with 21 touchdowns and 141 receptions.
Just being part of the Giant history is such a blessing. And you know, I still go out and people, I say my first name, the touchdown maker, and they all talk about the play from the Super Bowl. So it's been a great honor.
But a Giant forever, Baker has stayed close to his beloved team as one of the franchise's most active community ambassadors.
I was always raised to help people. And I had no idea that my celebrity from just playing 6 years with the Giants can touch so many lives and just make so many people happy. It's just something that I enjoy doing, giving back.
Small in stature, but giant in heart, no one epitomizes the Giant legacy more than the touchdown maker.
Once a Giant, always a Giant means to me. Going out representing this organization by doing good deeds, playing for one of the storied franchises in NFL history. And I'm always humbled and blessed to say that I'm a Giant. I still wear my Giant stuff every day. It was the greatest 6 years of my life.
Stephen Baker has been a true Giant, both on and off the field. Time for this week's edition of MetLife, I Can Do This Moment, as Prince Amukamara talks about his first NFL interception.
Going in that game, my first game with the Eagles, a lot of energy, a lot of adrenaline going through my body, And I knew that they had this receiver, DeSean Jackson, who's as fast as can be. I was looking forward to guarding him, but I knew it was going to be a challenge. He looks at me and then looks at Vince Young, and I think he was telling him, like, hey, like, I have this rookie out here on him, like, taking me deep.
Play fake. Young back to throw. Stands tall, gets hit. Heaves one down the left side for Jackson. Intercepted by Prince Amukamara, the rookie.
He ran deep on me, and my motto in the NFL is you never beat until the ball's caught.
How about that for your first NFL game on an underthrown ball?
Young man showed great ball skills, and look at his teammates just give him a pat on the back. They rallied around him.
Everything since I've done from a little kid, college, high school, it's like, wow. It all came into like this one moment when I got the interception.
When we come back, the Giants rookies have a little bit of fun. We'll tell you about it after this here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. One of the fun things that the Giants do every year during Halloween is dress the rookies up in costumes picked out by the veterans, and then they pay a visit to the Hackensack University Medical Center.
Hey, how are you? Don't mind the wig.
Hey, how you doing?
Every year we look forward to this visit. It's a super visit. The kids love it. Seeing football players dress up in Halloween costumes, there's like really nothing better than that. For the parents, the kids, and even the staff. I mean, we all get a big kick out of it.
Thank you.
Hey, bud.
We brought you a little goodie bag from all the guys here.
Happy birthday.
Hanging in there? Look at that helicopter.
Is there something in there? What's inside that helicopter?
It was an awesome experience, really, giving back to the kids, you know, especially if they didn't really get to go out for Halloween. So for us to dress up and go and see them and interact with them, give them some candy, was awesome.
We got a little goodie bag for you. A little late for Halloween. I'll play around with that. You're welcome.
This is great. This is great.
She chose me. She chose me. So that's awesome. Y'all heard the first name that came out.
Thank you so much.
I got voted favorite of the day.
I think I won the day. I actually let them choose. I didn't choose for them, so I think
they chose me.
Y'all later.
Say hi.
Where are the penguins?
Okay, here we go.
Penguins.
Oh, look at that. You got him the smile.
It was an awesome experience to go in there and to meet the families. You got to put a smile on their face, and they had us laughing, a lot of the kids. So it was a great day, and I definitely look forward to coming back again.
There you go.
Cool, awesome.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure meeting you.
Yep.
Have a good day.
Thank you, guys.
Nice to meet y'all. Thank you.
Obviously, the kids have a great time, and you can see that the players had a lot of fun as well. Time for this week's edition of Sideline Jam.
I see how these guys plan, but I could adapt. These haters can't hold me back. These haters can't hold me back. Everything takes time, but this came fast. They're standing in line, they wanna hold me back. I multiplied my hustle, stimulated my mind, motivated my. And we never divide. No, these haters can't hold me back. These haters can't hold me back.
That's this week's Sideline Jam. When we come back, we'll tell you about the 10 things you need to know about a storied rivalry, the Giants and Packers, when we return to Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. When you think Giants and Packers, you think good old-fashioned NFL rivalry. You think about Lombardi and the Packers and the Giants and his connection to both franchises. Time for our top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Packers rivalry.
Here are the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Packers rivalry. 10. The number of times the Giants have scored at least 50 points in a regular season game, including a 1986 win over the Packers by a score of 55-24 at Giants Stadium. The 55 points are tied for the third most in franchise history and are the third most the Packers have ever given up. 9. The number of games decided by 3 points or fewer when the Giants faced the Packers in the regular season. The Big Blue are 2-5-2 in such games, and just 13 points separate the all-time series, averaging out to a margin of victory of a quarter of a point over 51 contests. 8. Wide receiver Akeem Nicks has 8 plays of 25 yards or longer against the Packers, including 3 in the 2011 divisional playoff game. His 6 touchdowns and 423 receiving yards in just 4 games are the most by any Giant against Green Bay, including the postseason. Manning back, steps up, heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone, and Nicks makes the catch for the touchdown! He went up with the big hands and caught it on the Hail Mary on the final play of the half! 7. The number of postseason meetings between the two franchises. The Giants trail 4-3, but have won the last 2 en route to Super Bowl 42 and Super Bowl 46 titles. 6. The Giants' margin of victory over the Packers in the 1938 NFL Championship game, the 6th title game played in the history of the NFL. The Giants won 23-17 at the Polo Grounds to capture the 3rd of their 8 league championships in franchise history, trailing only Chicago's 9 and Green Bay's 13 in total titles. 5. The Giants trail the regular season series between the two historic franchises by 5 games. The Packers are 27-22-2 against the Giants, dating back to their first meeting in 1928, in which New York won 6-0. 4. The number of times the Giants have shut out the Packers, most recently in 1944. The others were meetings in 1928, 1932, and 1937. 3. Eli Manning has recorded 3 straight games with a 100-plus rating against the Packers, and is 3-3 against the NFC rivals, including the postseason. In his last 3 games versus Green Bay, he's averaging more than 300 yards with 9 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. 2. The number of seasons Tom Coughlin spent as wide receivers coach of the Packers, serving in 1986 and 1987, before taking the same position in his first stint with the Giants. 1. In 58 total meetings over 85 years, there's only been 1 overtime game between the Giants and Packers. That was the NFC Championship game at Lambeau Field, where Lawrence Tynes kicked the game-winning field goal in the extra period to clinch a 23-20 victory and send New York to Super Bowl 42.
To kick the Giants to the Super Bowl. Snap is good. Kick on its way. End over end. Does it have the distance? It is
good!
Lawrence Tynes has kicked the Giants to the Super Bowl, and the New York Giants are going to Super Bowl 42.
Now it's time to shift gears for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Well, the Giants will gun for their 4th win in a row as they take on the Green Bay Packers Sunday at MetLife Stadium. Now, granted, the Packers do not have Aaron Rodgers in this game. They don't even have Seneca Wallace. He's done for the year. So Scott Tolzien will be the quarterback. He got into the game last week and the Packers lost to the Philadelphia Eagles. But here's the difference with Green Bay. They've got a running game this year with rookie Eddie Lacy. He brings a physicality, and Green Bay is going to look to pound the football in this game. Yeah, they're going to make plays downfield. They still have Jordy Nelson and explosive players. But the Giants have to do what they've been doing the last couple of weeks. And the number one emphasis is to control the running game of Green Bay. Do not allow Tolzien to be comfortable. Get the Packers in 3rd and long situations, 2nd and long, where the Giants can then open up their pass rush and get after the young quarterback. If you don't control the run, you're not going to win your 4th game in a row. On the flip side, the Giants need to continue to have balance in their offense. The passing game's not clicking like it always does. They need to run the football as well. That's my perspective. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course on Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. We'll see you next Saturday night for another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue's restaurant of choice is Ben & Jack's Steakhouse. Visit their convenient location in Manhattan at 28th and 5th Avenue. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. Visit MetLifeCentral.com for a chance to win amazing Giants experiences. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. The Children's Place, the official kids' fashion partner of the New York Giants.